On a recent Sunday, almost a dozen people gather at the home of their family patriarch, 82-year-old Santiago Dominguez. His home is in the town of Tepeapulco, in the central Mexican state of Hidalgo. A lone portrait sits on a shelf of a dark-haired young woman, Dominguez's daughter.
Yo pensé que iba a estar unos tres o cuatro años por mucho.
I thought she was only going for 3 or 4 years at the most, and then would come back.
But it's been 18 years since Rosa Fabiana left for Phoenix. She took her two young sons and crossed into Arizona illegally to join the boy's father, who was working there. She hasn't been home since, and she's now 43 years old. Without papers, visiting Mexico was too much of a risk.
The moment came where I told her, "You know what, daughter? We will never see each other again."
Nunca nos vamos a volver a ver.
But now Dominguez believes he could live to see her visit after all. The immigration reform bill in the Senate would allow millions of immigrants like Rosa Fabiana to apply for a provisional status that would give the right to legally work and travel internationally.
Hay una esperanza que nunca se había visto.
There's hope, a hope that we've never had before.
It's a hope felt all across Mexico. A few towns over in Santa Barbara, Hidalgo, Catalina Cervera knocks on a neighbor's gate to visit the adjacent house her younger sister abandoned 10 years ago.
Buenos dias.
Her sister Sandra left this town to cross the border illegally with her three children, first to pick produce near Yuma, then to settle outside of Phoenix.
Ya le quitaron la puerta, la ventana.
In the years the family's been gone, vandals have stripped the house of everything valuable, even the roof, leaving just the skeleton. Catalina says she and her sister have felt impotencia, powerlessness. They want to see each other, but can't. When their mother was dying here, Sandra couldn't come back to say goodbye. And when Catalina looked into getting a U.S. tourist visa, she found she wasn't eligible.
Que tuviéramos cuenta en el banco.
She says she didn't have what would have been needed to qualify, such as a bank account or own a business or have a credit card. But now Catalina can envision her sister and her sister's kids visiting this town again. They're motivated with the dream that this immigration reform is going to happen, she says. But as Congress debates the legislation, the wait continues.
Sin ti no podré vivir jamás.
Back in Tepeapulco, 82-year-old Santiago Dominguez still relies on the phone. He has a tradition of singing his daughter, Rosa Fabiana, a ballad called Sin Ti, or Without You.
¿Qué me puede ya importar? Si lo que me hace llorar es estar lejos de ti.
What else matters if being far from you makes me cry, he sings. Over 1,000 miles away and across the border in Phoenix, his daughter has become an activist for immigration reform.
Quisiera que esto se hiciera ya, porque la vida de nuestros padres no espera.
I want this to happen now, because our parents' lives won't wait.
Rosa Fabiana says if reform passes that allows her to travel, the first thing she'll do is buy a plane ticket to Mexico. She wants to surprise her father with a mariachi band and answer that ballad he sung to her for the last 18 years. Reporting from Hidalgo, Mexico, I'm Jude Joffe Block.